Blog Talk.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama with your co-host Butter Pecan and Dick Hugger, who will be signing on in just a bit. He's also getting all his shit together to be on video, so if you all bear with us, it'll take a minute for Dick to show up on your screen, just what you all want, Dick, on your screen. So he's on his way back in the rain where San Diego was flooding, so he should be here shortly. We're going to talk about the 20 dumbest athletes today. Dick has done some really good research, and we want to hear from you. If you know of whoever you think is a dumb athlete, you know, give us a call at 646-929-2037. You can also blog once Dick signs on, or send us an email at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And don't forget to text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. We have some exciting things happening in the year 2010. I think we're going to be taking it on the road. And if you want to stay up to date on what Dick and Butter are doing, you can just make sure that you text that smooth drama to 41411. We'll send out updates and you'll be in the know. And for those of you that are signed up for our Smooth Drama site, we'll also be posting what we do on that site. And for those of you that have not joined yet, you need to go to smoothdrama.com. And you can, it's almost like a network. It is a network. You can make your own page, load your own content, photos, video, let us know what you're up to. Let us know what you think about the show, make friends, you know, do all that good shit and stay up to date with everybody. But we know we're trying to grow our fan base. So go to smoothdrama.com and I'll take you to our network, and all you have to do is sign up, and that'll allow you access to see who our featured guests were in 2009 and who they've been in 2010. You can submit your suggestions, hear our blogs, keep up to date on what's going on in the entertainment industry. Also, here's some new songs from some upcoming artists that we've loaded some of their music, and they've loaded their music, and you can tell us what you think. As you know, what Dick and Butta say aren't always what everybody agrees upon. So go ahead and check out smoothdrama.com. Also, we forgot to announce in the last show to need everyone to go and check out thecircuitlive.com. It's somewhat like an American Idol show, but it's going to be around the country at different venues and bands and artists. And I don't think there is an age limit, but the winners will go on to compete in the finale and win a $1 million record contract, I believe, with Global Music Group. So sign-ups, registration, if you're an artist, you can sign up on beginning February 1st. And the first show, the first venue is in Texas. Don't remember what part of Texas, but I believe it's March 17th. If you register by February 1st or after, you can travel to Texas and perform in front of, I believe, Kevin Black, and it is a host of judges that will, tell you the truth. I know Kevin Black is very truthful when telling people what they sounds like and if they're going to make it in the industry. Other thing that you can look at is, what is it, platinumspiderwhale.com. That's another site that has some very interesting things going on. I don't know if the site is completely done, but, you know, it's getting there. Also, let's see here. If you have any artists that you want to have featured on our show, please send us an email at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Ladies, Dick is still looking for those pictures of you in thongs, in the Smooth Drama thong. I think we should have a Smooth Drama thong contest, and y'all send your pictures to dick@smoothdrama.com. And then he can judge, you know, but got to be wearing the Smooth Drama thong, and we have to be able to verify it's a Smooth Drama thong. And, you know, if you want to go online and order yourself the Smooth Drama boxer, you know, go ahead and do that, because I don't think he'll tell you that he doesn't want to see those pictures, so, you know. Send all your pictures to dick@smoothdrama.com. In fact, send a lot of emails to dick@smoothdrama.com. We want him to be able to, you know, get his mailbox full of pictures, suggestions, topics, opinions, whatever you want, because he wants to hear from you. We also added our new numbers to, our Say Now numbers to the site, so you have the opportunity to talk to us live. Or you can leave us a message, either one. You can check that out on our site. Let's see here. I did load a video of our striptease act. Thought that was hilarious. I don't know if any of you seen that move, that video. Tell me what you think about it. What were you expecting? Were you expecting that? Because I know I wasn't. So, you know, go on the site and check that out. Let's see here. What else can I talk about? Talk about, you know, like I said, San Diego was flooding. There was a tornado watch here, of all places. Tornado in San Diego. Damn. I was caught in the rain today. It was so windy that when I got out of my car, I felt like Mary Poppins almost blew away with the umbrella, and then it inverted the umbrella. It was pretty funny. You know, if anybody was watching, ha, ha, ha. Thought, oh, that would have been a funny comical video to take, but, you know, I'm usually the one taking the video. I'm going to be loading the video soon on my Facebook. Also, you can follow us on Facebook under Smooth Drama, and I think Dick Hugger is under Dick Hugger. MySpace is myspace.com/smoothdrama. So check us out, befriend us, go on and add us as a friend, especially on Facebook. You know, we're always posting things, and we could talk about how Dick and his conspiracies. And has anyone watched that show with, what's his name, Jesse Ventura on, conspiracies. So y'all should check that out. Oh, Dick is telling me to conference him in. Let's see if I can do this once. Second, let me try this here. Haven't done this much, but one moment.
It's like smooth drama, drama, drama.
Yes, sir.
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 Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool, acting a fool, acting a fool. With my man DH, y'all know him as and butter butter pecan. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'd like to be on the air. Are we on the air? Hello? Hello? Am I on the air? Can
You're
I get
on
some
the air.
On-air?
Can you hear
I am
me?
On the I can hear you.
Woo!
And I'm sure everybody else can hear me now and like,
yeah.
Wow, he's on the air. Or
All
something
right,
like
you're
that.
On the air. What are you talking about, man?
Now, I'm talking about the top 20 athletes. And, I mean, this is a hard list to come up with. You know, I mean, because this is a lot of dumb shit that athletes have done. And, you know, athletes caught up in some stupid shit. And it's hard. You know, coming up with this list, I ran into a whole lot of stuff. Like, you know, I know most folks would think that, you know, automatically some of the latest stuff that they see with guys, whatnot, that they'd be on the list, but nope. People on the list that you didn't think would be on there. I mean, perfect example. On my list, and I'm sure I'm probably going to piss off some dog lovers everywhere, Michael Vick didn't make my top 20.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Vick is basically a victim of bad homies to me.
Why do you say that?
Well, first and foremost, Michael Vick, you know, I doubt Michael Vick was there in actually doing the dogs and all this other stuff. He was playing football.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, he was doing endorsements. He was running around. That was his homie that did that to him. So Michael Vick didn't make my top 20. Gilbert Arenas didn't make my top 20. You know?
Okay, that's a basketball player. Okay.
All right, that's the basketball player with the guns, just pled for, you know, he brought the guns to the locker room and he was joking around and whatnot. Thought he was funny. You don't think he's funny now, but he didn't make the top 20 either. So I guess
there's some people out there stupider than them.
Yeah. There are some people out there that are dumber than them. I'll start off with my top 20. It's actually a tie at 20. And these guys are teammates. Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry.
Wait, Daryl Strawberry was the baseball player?
Baseball player, and so was Dwight Gooden.
Oh.
And the funny thing about Dwight Gooden, they were teammates. They both was coked out. They both had, you know, like Hall of Fame talent. Like, you know, they were great players, but they could not stay off that shit.
Wait, what were they on?
Oh, cocaine.
Daryl Strawberry was?
Oh, yeah. Daryl Strawberry was on a lot of shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was arrested. I mean, I can't remember a time in, what, the 90s, the late 80s, 90s, when Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden weren't getting arrested.
I don't know. The name Dwight Gooden doesn't sound familiar, but Daryl Strawberry sounds familiar.
Right, okay. Yeah. Daryl Strawberry was the hitter.
You know, right.
You know, outfielder. Could hit anything, could feel, do, was nice. But
he was on cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine, you know, got in his brain, and he just did any and every goddamn thing that he could.
Did they not test for that?
Well, yeah, they test for it, but, you know, cocaine, it's illegal, obviously.
Right.
It's not like the steroid thing where they was like masking it to improve the performance. I mean, as we all know, cocaine doesn't improve your performance.
Right.
And so these guys, Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden, and for those who don't know Dwight Gooden, like obviously yourself, Dwight Gooden was a pitcher. He was called...
Oh, he was a pitcher.
Yeah, he was known, and he played for the Mets also. He was known as Doc Gooden or Dr. K. And in late 80s, dude was unhittable. And The funny thing about him is always got him mixed up with Denzel Washington. I couldn't really tell them apart for a while there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they kind of looked alike to me.
And what was he on? He was on cocaine also?
Yeah, he was a cocaine guy also. Probably did it with Daryl Strawberry.
And I can't believe that they don't test for those things.
They do.
Then how come they didn't get...
They got suspended. They tested positive. They got suspended over and over again.
Well, see, that's the thing. If they... kept getting caught, why would they keep letting them back in?
Because they were stars. They were stars. You know, these dudes. Yeah, Dwight Gooden was unhittable, basically. His first year.
So they made exceptions to the rule because they were stars. Okay. So that's number 20?
Those are number 20.
There's a tie.
They were a tie for my number 20.
Okay.
Yeah, my number 19, a lot of y'all know him. The artist formerly known as and still known as Ron Artest.
Right. Who?
Ron Artest currently playing for the Lakers. Last year played for the Rockets. Before that, he played for Sacramento. Before that, he played for my Indiana Pacers, where he ruined my fucking team. I just want to say that shit.
Okay. What? Is that the one that hit?
Yeah, he's the one with the brawl in the Indiana Detroit. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Let me finish. Started off in Chicago. In Chicago, he got kicked out because he had the mood swings. They traded him to the Pacers, who, of course, thought that they can control him. And we, of course, have a team that was very good till he went crazy. In a game that we were winning, he went into the stands. Instead of fighting Ben Wallace on the court or pushing Ben Wallace back, he went after the little fan. And, of course, sued. Now, before that, before all that even came about, you know, he was acting crazy because he actually asked the Pacers for time off during the season so he could promote his rap album.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and of course he got suspended a few days, and then of course that happened, and he got suspended for the rest of the year. Then he came back, asked to be traded. We trade him to Sacramento for Peja Stojakovic, where he went to Sacramento. Was real crazy there too. Got traded to Houston. Of course, did his thing there in Houston. I mean, you know, most folks know him for the playoffs last year, where he ran up on Kobe Bryant, was going rushing because Kobe accidentally elbowed him.
Right.
And then, of course, the coup de grace.
Good anger management.
Yeah, I don't think anger management had nothing to do with it.
Oh.
You know, he's just crazy.
Well.
Yeah. He is just crazy. As a matter of fact, what he did, the last thing that he did, they got him let go from Houston, where the owner was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not going to find him. Game 7 last year, Houston against the Lakers. Homie missed the first bus. Homie missed the second bus. Third bus has the owner and his family on it. Guess what? Guess how Ron Artest jumped on the bus?
How?
In his drawers.
What's wrong with him? Is he on drugs?
Nah, he just got some issues.
That sounds like he on drugs, man.
Look, you know, you talk about chemical imbalance. My man got some chemical imbalance going on. Big time.
Yeah.
So that was number 19, Ron Artest. Yeah. Number 18, you know, was a tie again. You know, I'm in these ties for some reason. But this last, yeah. Two guys, number 18, that disappointed me, both from the NBA. First one, broke my heart, Michael Ray Richardson, fourth overall pick in 1978 draft. He was billed as the next Walt Frazier. This is the same draft that Larry Bird was in. Michael Ray Richardson was nice. 6'5", point guard, led the league in assists and steals, could score, could shoot. I mean, dude was nice. Unfortunately, he was nice with snorting that cocaine also.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so he violated the policy 3 times, and then he was suspended, and he was restored in 88. And then he failed 2 more cocaine tests in 91, and he was lifted from the league altogether.
He was what?
He was just banned from the league.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, but Michael Ray Richardson was nice. He was Magic before Magic. It was ridiculous how good this dude was. Then,
here's,
of course,
okay,
the other tie, number 18, Roy Tarpley. Roy Tarpley was a 7'1" center out of Michigan. Nice. Had all the talent in the world. I mean, you know, he had the Shaq athleticism. He had the Dennis Rodman rebounding. He was crazy.
What did he do?
You know, he got kicked out for cocaine. And
why are all these athletes on cocaine? I don't understand.
Hey, you know, now he came back to the league. He got kicked out for a year, came back to the league. He had, you know, had went complied with everything. But, of course, what does homie do? Homie gets caught with alcohol and whatnot.
He's not supposed to have alcohol?
No, he couldn't have nothing. And so David Stern suspended him for the rest of his life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So.
Do we know what these people are doing now?
Well, huh?
I don't know what they are doing.
I just know this. Roy Tarpley got into the news, and the only reason why he got on this list even more, besides ruining his career at the height of his career, because all these guys I mentioned, they ruined their careers in their prime. You know, Roy Tarpley was like 24, 25, 26 when he ruined his career, as was Michael Ray Richardson, Daryl Strawberry, Dwight Gooden. Thing about Roy Tarpley, what he did that got him on this list, because he wouldn't have normally got in on this list, except for he had an incident where I guess he got mad reportedly with his woman, and he tried to iron her.
He what?
He tried to iron her.
Like, hit her with the iron or flatten her out?
Reportedly, and this is that reportedly, allegedly deal.
Supposedly.
Yeah, he had an iron and he tried to iron her.
Trying to iron her.
I grab an iron and I grab you and I try to iron you. But luckily, he didn't get the chance to.
Interesting.
Yeah. It can be.
He tried to iron her. That's the first time I heard that.
Yeah, he was trying to be Iron Man without the suit.
I see. Wow.
Yeah. Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Whew.
Okay. That was 18.
Yeah, that was 18. 17. Another old school guy. Art Schliester. Art Schliester was Peyton Manning before Peyton Manning. He was a four-year starter at Ohio State. He was actually the last starting quarterback for Ohio State's crazy-ass legendary coach, Woody Hayes. And if for people who don't know who Woody Hayes was the football coach of Ohio State that when one of the players caught an interception and that lost the game, he punched the guy when he was running down the field. He ran onto the field and punched the linebacker. That was Woody Hayes. Art Schliester threw that interception. I guess it was a, what's the word I'm looking for, harbinger of things to come.
Wow.
Because Art Schliester, who, you know, the last 3 years of his life, he finished, you know, in the top 10 for the Heisman and whatnot, led Ohio State to the national championship in 79. He was often seen spotted with gamblers. And this was in college, mind you. But they said he was hanging out with gamblers, but they never had enough proof to go to the NCAA about it for some strange reason. You know, sort of like you see athletes that come from poor backgrounds, but they drive SUVs in college.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that was Art Schliester. Now, Art Schliester gets drafted by the Colts. You know, quarterback of the future. Unfortunately, he continued to gamble. He blew his entire signing bonus by midseason. Bet on NFL games, although he said he never bet on Colts games. And he's reportedly lost $20,000 on a single college football game. And by the end of the NFL strike of 1982, he had at least $700,000 in gambling debt.
Just the various people that he owed?
Yeah, to, you know, the kind of people you don't want to owe this money to. He also lost $389,000 betting on basketball games, and his bookie threatened to expose him if he didn't, of course, pay. And so he went to the FBI, and he got the bookies arrested because he said that he feared that the bookies would force him to throw games. And he was one of the first players to get suspended for gambling. And he was reinstated, but in 1984, he reinstated, but he later admitted that he had gambled during his suspension. And he was released 5 games later because they heard he was gambling again.
Wow.
Yep. And then, of course, he couldn't stop. 1987, he was arrested in New York City for his involvement in a multi-million-dollar sports betting operation. And, of course, Sovell, who was the commissioner, forbade him for signing with another team. And that was the end of Art Schleister's story.
What number was that?
That one was number 617.
Okay.
Number 16?
Mm-hmm.
Pete to the Rose.
He had a gambling problem, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a slight gambling problem. Baseball's all-time leader in hits and I believe walks also at the time. He as a player, he was Hall of Fame. He was like one of the greatest of all time. Unfortunately, he became a manager, and he still had a competitive fire, so he was gambling too.
Oh.
Gambling so much that as manager of the Cincinnati Reds, he was gambling on his own team.
Oh, shit.
He says that he voted for his team every time. You know,
wow.
Most folks don't believe it. And there was the Dow report that showed that he was betting on his team. He said he bet on his team every night, whatnot. But they showed that he didn't bet on his team when a couple of his pitchers, Mario Soto or Bill Gullickson, pitched. So, came out that he was, of course, lying. And he was banned from the league. And he was banned from getting into the Hall of Fame or whatnot. So he was one of the higher profile baseball players who will never get into the Hall of Fame because of what he did.
Right.
That was good old Pete Rose at number 16. Oh, we starting to get deep now, though. We start getting to the crazy folks.
Right.
Because there's another guy, basketball player, Isaiah Ryder from UNLV. Went from UNLV to Minnesota to Portland to Atlanta to the Lakers. Dude had a lot of talent. A lot of talent.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, starts off in college where, you know, he threw a milkshake through the drive-thru window of a Jack in the Crack, just messing with people. Then he got convicted, fifth-degree assault for kicking a female manager of a sports bar. And at the time of the arrest, he also had an illegal cell phone, which had been altered to charge calls to someone else's bill. Right. Later on, he was arrested, and, you know, mind you, this was a guy who was a multimillionaire. He was arrested for gambling in public in Oakland on the street.
Okay.
Also, he was suspended for 12 games. One of the suspensions included a 3-game suspension for spitting at a heckler.
I made that. Well, go on. Keep going.
So Portland had enough, so they traded him to Atlanta. Atlanta thought that, hey, they kept getting beat by Chicago, whatnot, Jordan and them, so they figured we'll pick this dude up. He might be the missing piece of the puzzle. Well, he got to Atlanta, got into it with management, parking in the hockey coach's parking spot, cussing him out, missed practices. Got caught smoking weed, which we know is not a big deal now. But the league, you know, demanded that he attend drug counseling. He refused. He was fined $200,000 until he agreed to attend.
Until he agreed to attend.
Yeah, until he agreed. Yeah, that's how dumb he is. He showed up late for a game in Detroit, and rather than serve a 3-game suspension, my man was like, fuck that. Release me. So, of course they did.
Right. Not worth the trouble.
Well, and to make it worse, homie did this during his free agent year.
Oh.
Yeah. You're supposed to do that after you get a guaranteed contract.
Right, right.
Not before. So.
Well, you sure had a lot.
Yeah, that's how dumb Mr. Isaiah Ryder was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Number 14, Mike Danton. Hockey player. He played in the NHL for the New Jersey Devils and the St. Louis Blues before being sent to jail for a conspiracy to commit murder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This guy, he pled guilty to attempting to hire a hitman who was actually a police dispatcher to murder his agent, David Frost.
Why do you want him murdered?
I guess because they supposedly had a relationship.
Him and her?
No, him and him. David Frost and Mike Benton have a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a documentary called Rogue Agent in 2005 about the history between Danton and Frost, and in it they talked about how Frost controlled him and how he encouraged Danton to not be around his friends, his parents. And then in it there was a segment where it talked about a group of players that abused Danton's younger brother. And they had a tape telephone call between Danton made to Frost a week after his arrest where Frost instructed Danton to plead guilty and ends the conversation demanding Danton say, "I love you," which Danton does.
Oh.
So they have a little love, hate type deal going. So, yeah. That one, you kind of feel sorry for Mike Danton. But at the same time, when you're an adult, you make these kind of decisions. Hey, try not to get people killed. If people are bad for you, just stop fucking with them.
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. I don't know about anybody else, but it makes sense to me. Yeah. Now, speaking of not making sense, number 13, that also unlucky number. That one belongs to Riddick Bowe, boxer. You know, most people remember Riddick Bowe for his trilogy with Evander Holyfield, where he won 2 out of 3. Well, Riddick Bowe gets on the list because after, I guess, taking too many blows to the head, Riddick Bowe did one of the craziest things I had ever seen or heard of. You know, he had been estranged from his wife, whatnot. He went and kidnapped his wife and kids, took them with duct tape and a knife.
You're kidding.
No, I believe he took them from New York to North Carolina, where he was residing. And thought, you know, after he took them, that they could be a family again.
How old were
the kids? Old enough. They know it all. Daddy took us and mommy with duct tape and drove them out of town back to his house.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Okay.
Number 12. We stay with boxers. Ike Abiyebuchi.
Another boxer.
Yep. Ike Abiyebuchi.
Ike who?
Ike Abiyebuchi. Ike Abiyebuchi. Yes, he was on his way to be the heavyweight champ. Whatever. Ike was a bad man. Ike had Mike Tyson power, but he had a great chin too. Mike was on his way to be the heavyweight champion. Unfortunately, Ike had issues. His last bout was against the undefeated Chris Berg, who he knocked the fuck out. And right after that, his career was cut short because he had to plead guilty to battery with intent to commit a crime and attempted sexual assault after an incident with a lap dancer who it gets better. The incident comes from the fact that she refused to take a check for services in his room at Treasure Island Hotel in Vegas.
A check?
A check.
Oh, wow.
Now you imagine you get a lap dance, you're like, yo, Who did I make this check out to?
Wow.
And of course, he didn't want to let her leave the room till he was finished, which is what caused the assault in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 11, everybody knows Mike. You want to be like Mike.
Mike Tyson.
See, this is how gangster this list is. Mike Tyson didn't even make the top 10.
Wow.
Yes. Now, we all know
Man,
Mike.
Man, that bit somebody's ear.
Yeah, he bit the ear. You know, the rape, I don't believe he did, but that's on his ledger. I mean, Mike did a lot of shit. The whole leaving cars on the road because they ran out of gas. You know, the fact that he had a fucking tiger. You know, bought the 50-room mansion, 65-room mansion, just for himself and the homie. Stupid shit. It's well documented, Mike Tyson. What else can you say, Mike Tyson? World famous.
Dumbass.
Yeah, he made a few bad decisions. Just a couple. But he's not the boxer that made the top 10. There's a boxer who shaved the top 10. Tony Ayala Jr.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, Tony Ayala Jr. The bad man. Nickname was El Torito, the baby bull. So mean and ornery that on one occasion, after knocking the dude out, he spit on him. Admitted to using heroin before a fight on 3 occasions. You know, and that was just the boxing part.
Right.
Mr. Ayala had a problem with, you know, raping women.
Really?
He just liked to assault women. He had several cases that were reported, but then just pushed under the rug of sexually assaulting women. Till back in January 1st, 1983, he burglarized the home of his neighbor, a young school teacher, and brutally sexually assaulted her. And he was only 19.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He had been, you know, and he had been given probation for the two offenses, the assaults that he had had before that. So, of course, the judge sentenced him to 35 years, but he got out early to box, whatnot. And that was it. Bad man.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yep. Number 9, Ugas Urbina, bringing that international flavor. Ugas Urbina out of Venezuela breaks into the top 10 at number 9 because he attacked 5 farm workers who was working on his property who he accused of stealing the gun. He tried to injure them with the machete and also attempted to pour gasoline on them.
Oh, God.
He was convicted of attempted murder and was sentenced to 14 years in prison.
Why did he do it?
He said that they tried to steal a gun from him. He accused him of stealing the gun, and he's like, nobody steals from Ugas Urbina.
Oh, I guess not.
No. Yeah. He was straight up. That Scarface shit there. Now, we move on. Lawrence Phillips. Former Nebraska Cornhusker. former Los Angeles Rams, St. Louis Rams, former Montreal Canadiens, Florida Bobcat, other arena football league. Why is he former to all these places? Because everywhere he went, he tried to beat a woman. At Nebraska, he was dating a girl on the basketball team, and I guess she didn't want to talk to him no more. He climbed the rail and went in and punched her. Then he got caught for assaulting a woman in the nightclub. Signed with the Rams, assaulted some women there, got released there. Florida Bobcat got released for having a fight with the coach, then moved to the Canadian Football League, led them in rushing, all that, got cut in training camp from fighting with the coach there. Went to Calgary, led them in rushing, then was released with arguing with the coach there. Then he was arrested for assault for allegedly driving a car into three teenagers following a dispute with the teens during a pickup football game in L.A. At the time, he was wanted in San Diego for domestic abuse incidents involving a former girlfriend who claimed that he choked her unconscious during one of the incidents. L.A. was also seeking him for another separate domestic abuse allegation that occurred in L.A. And he was found guilty of 7 counts in 2006 of assault with a deadly weapon, and he was sentenced to 10 years.
Only 10?
Yeah, and while serving that sentence, he was also convicted of another sexual assault with another girlfriend on 7 counts. So he's facing 25 years in prison. So, Lawrence Phillips, nice guy. The kind of guy, you know, you want to hang out with and not have a beer with.
Right.
Yeah. Then we have number 6. Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb?
Ty Cobb. Old school Ty Cobb. Baseball player. Detroit Tigers. Awful, awful guy. Fought a groundskeeper back in 1907 over the conditions of the field. He didn't like it. And the man's wife tried to help. And he ended up choking her out when she tried to help too. He assaulted a heckler in the stands in New York. They had traded insults. The incident came because the guy, Claude Luker, called him a half Negro, which back in those days was a huge insult. And so he went into the stand to beat him up. Mind you, the guy was handicapped. He had lost one of his hands and three fingers on the other hand. And when the people were like, "Hey, stop, the man has no hands," Ty Cobb was like, "I don't care if he don't have no feet. I'm whooping his ass."
Huh.
Yeah. Also, he got into it with a black elevator operator for being uppity. And when the black night watchman intervened, he pulled out a knife and stabbed him.
Oh, shit.
That was later settled out of court. You know. And, you know, then he got caught up in a thing where supposedly he was betting on games back in 1919, him and the pitcher. And he admitted to writing letters talking about he wasn't betting on baseball games. He was betting on horse racing. So, and last but not least, Cobb had boys, you know, who were athletes. You know, they played baseball. One of his sons, Ty Cobb Jr., flunked out of Princeton. So Ty Cobb Sr. traveled up to the Princeton campus and beat his son with a whip.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to fail no more. That was Ty Cobb. And I'm sorry, that wasn't number six, that was number seven. Number six, Dante Stallworth. Killed a man. Drunk driving.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Leonard Little. Leaving the birthday party, he killed Susan Gutwiler. Drunk driving. And that was in 1999. 2004, he was arrested again, driving while drunk, which is why he's over Dante Stallworth. Marvin Harrison. Most people know him for being on the Colts.
Oh,
Peyton Manning's favorite receiver.
Right.
Well, supposedly, allegedly, somebody died from bullets from his gun. Someone took an ass whooping from him and another guy, eyewitnesses said. And another guy was shot also. The FBI is still investigating that. So he has a chance to jump up in the top. Into the top two.
Right.
Ray Caruth. Number three, had his baby mama killed because she was pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah. He's trash. Got caught trying to get away. His ass was trying to sneak out of the state in the fucking trunk. Yeah.
Okay, enough said.
Enough said. Number two. Jason Williams, New Jersey Nets center, popular guy, great guy, you know, killed a man, tried to pretend playing around with a shotgun while he was drunk, tried to pretend like it was
an accident.
A suicide.
Oh, suicide. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And, you know, he had to fight. You know, the fight. Then he was drunk driving again. Then just recently his ass just got drunk, caught drunk driving yet again after he got off. The only reason why he's not number one is because OJ's number one.
OJ's number one.
Yes, Jason Williams made it very hard for OJ at number one because he's so stupid. When you get off, I mean, we know, of course, OJ's history. And basically, when you get off from a crime, you know, especially OJ, number one for all time, because you're the first black man to ever get off for killing a white person, and you don't leave the country, you're number one. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, that is our countdown of the 20 dumbest athletes. And we do want to thank you all for tuning in to Smooth Drama. And on Thursday, we have, what's her name?
Tiffany Tyler, adult
Tyler.
Star. I don't know if it's adult star, they want me to call adult star, porn star.
Porn star, I say adult filmmaker.
Yeah.
But tune in on Thursday. We thank you for tuning in tonight. And we'll see you all same time, same place.
That place.
Thank you for tuning in. Night.
Bye-bye.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.